When Simon, I think, Samach Beis, says, hey, Torah Shliach Tzibor Lashmiya Koiloi B'Shema Yisrael, that the, when the Shatz is up to Shema Yisrael, so you should say it loud, they shishmo hakol, a call that the call should hear him, that the Shatz is up to Shema Yisrael, Yamlichu Shem Shemaim B'Yochad, they should all say together, Shema Yisrael. And the Biralocha brings out if someone is there in shul when the call is saying Shema Yisrael, they should also say with them. But if he didn't learn Krishma yet, he should be Mechavan. I don't want to be Yaitse now. So he should be able to be Yaitse the mitzvah Krishma with the Bichas Krishma. Samech Gimel, Leishem Bishas Krishma, Belohisham. Kairei Oiso. Mahalech, a person is permitted to learn Krishma while he's walking, or standing, or shoychev, or lying. The Mechaber will explain this din of shoychev. But let's go further. Or roychev, or gabi behemet, or yoychev, or he's roychev, or he's sitting. So these are the different matzavim which a person is permitted to learn Krishma. Avol loy prakdon, but that what we said, that shoychev, a person that is lying, is permitted to learn Krishma in this matzav, that is not prakdon. If he is lying prakdon, then he is not permitted to learn Krishma in that matzav. Now, what is the translation of prakdon? So he says there are two translations. The Hainu Shaponov Tuchois Bakarke, his face and his whole body is laying on his stomach. Oy Mushlech Al Gabay Lamailo, or he's laying on his back. So such a Sheikhev, one is not permitted to lay in Krishma such a Sheikhev. But if he's lying, I said before, oy shoychev, that one is permitted to learn Krishma when he is a shoychev, if he's not lying on his back or on his stomach, he's lying on his side, that is permissible, that is permissible. That is the shita of the Mechaber. And let's jump over the Ramah. We'll come back to the Ramah in a minute. V'imhoyo balbosor harbe, if he was very stout, and it's difficult for him to lie on his side, v'ino yochel lehishapech al tzidoy, that means he can't turn over on his side, oy shahoyo choyle, or he was sick, and that is why he was not bekoyach or not capable to lie on his side. Noite ma'at letzidoy bekoyre. So by such a person who cannot, that means the lechatchile dika oifen of krishma b'shchive is if you're lying on your side. And if you're doing this, this is permissible lechatchile, according to the Mechaber. But if the person finds himself in a matzav that he can't lie completely on his side, he's either he's a chayla or a balbosa, he's very stout, so then he's permitted, so this is very abediyavidike matzav, he doesn't have any other choice, so then for him, noita ma'at letzidoy, so if he turns himself a little bit to the side, he's not completely on his side, a little bit on his side, because then it's permitted for such a person who has difficulties to lie on his side completely. So for him, b'diavad, even though he's not lying on his side properly, but this is also good. Now let us see the Ramah. Now the Ramah says, and the Mechaber said, avokayre v'shoyche v'altzidoy. So the shitas on the Mechaber was, l'chatchile, one is permitted to lie on his side. Hago, and the Ramah says, Mi'ach, no, one is not permitted to lie on his side and lay in Krishma. No, that, but there is such a halacha that one can lie on his side in Lankish, speaking about a certain case. What is the case? Ma'achar shekvar sheche, he's lying already. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it's speaking about he took off all his clothing. Now, and he didn't learn Krishna yet. V'ika tircha lamayt, so now he has, it's very difficult for him to get up and get dressed to learn Krishna. So memele, for such a person who he's already undressed and he's in bed already, for such a person, he's permitted to learn Krishna laying on his side. But a person who doesn't have difficulties should not learn Krishna at all while he's lying. And that's the Machlekes, the Machaber, and the Ramah. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Machaber is telling us the different Eifanim, one can learn Krishna. Mahalech, Ayin, Lakama, Mesiv Gimel will speak about walking, if this applies only to the rest of Krishna. The first Pasuk, one should stand. That will come to Mesiv Gimel. Taragdon, Vafilu Moite Ma'at Al Tzidai Gamkein Osa. Now, according to the Mechaba, that the Mechaba held that if it's not lying completely on his side, this is Osa. And what is the Issa? B'nei Shen Nire Kemekabul Olav Oil Malcho Shemaim Perech Sroro V'Gaiva. That means he's mekabel on himself. Derech srora v'gaiva. That means that I'm a kabel malchus shemayim on myself. He's lying back, he's stretched out. So this is not an oven of kabbalas il malchus shemayim. So therefore, if he's lying on his back or not, or on the stomach, one is not permitted to lay in Krishna like that. Yeah. The Ramah says, but the Mechaber says, but if he's lying on his side, this is permissible. Shekvar shoyche, roitza loima, uposhev kol mesha olav. So the Ramah holds, and this is a Shitas Rabbeinu Yoine, that this whole heter that one is permitted to lay in Krishna lying on his side is speaking about such a scenario. He took off his clothing. V'ika teirech, and it'll be a big job, lamoy, to get up, v'larzel l'lovsham, to get dressed again. Then we say, no, it's difficult to get up. You're permitted to learn Krishna like this when you're lying on your side. Avol im sheichev b'chalukoi. But what is if he's dressed, but he's lying down? It's according to the Ramah. Tzorich lamed. V'ayin b'bir halochet. Now, in Bir Halochet, he speaks about we have a machloikis, the Machaber and the Ramah. According to the Machaber, one is permitted lechatchile to lie down on his side and lay in Krishna. Talking about Krishna Shal Shachis, Krishna Shal Avos, whatever the reason is, he's permitted to do it. According to the Ramah, you're not allowed to do that. Only in a certain scenario you lie down already and you took off your clothing and now be a big tircha for you to get dressed again, then we're makel that you're allowed to learn Krishna while you are lying down. So la locha, how do we paskin? So many paskin paskin like the Mechaber. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, since there are paskin that paskin like the Ramah, so it'd be preferable lechatchile not to learn Krishna while you're lying on your side, and to be machma lechatchila like the Ramah. Now, the Mechaber himself said, but he has to lie on your side. He says, what if a person finds it difficult to lie on his side? That means he's a chayla. He can't turn over completely on the side, or he's very stout. So for such a person, he's permitted to, he lies partially on his side, not completely, it's partially. Ve'ina yochel, avlam yochel yisapech atzid afilu rak posek rishin levad, mechuyim las hiskein, v'choskim yochel yikroysa b'yeshiva. So he says like this, that the Ramah was, the Mechaber was only mekel, he doesn't have an eitzah, he's a chayla. He can't turn over completely on his side. or he's a balbosa. So such a person, so if he's lying partially on the side, it's also good. And if he can al kaponim, laying the first posik completely on the side, he should zicha do it. That's zicha very choshe. And also, if he can lay krishma sitting, he should do that also. So the dirshu brings down something very interesting that he says, la halacha, we have here as follows. There are different eifanim how one can lay krishma. He could be sitting, he can be lying. Let's talk according to the Mechaba. According to the Mechaba, if I'm lying, I'm allowed to, if I'm lying on my side. If I find it difficult, so I'm lying partially on my side, it's also good. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, so if a person has it difficult, he can't sit completely, but his head can be raised. His shoulders can, so there's a kas yeshiva. That means the pillow's under his head, or you can raise the bed. So he's not lying straight on his back. He's partially sitting up. So he said, so this is the same like lying partially on your side. That means, according to the Mechaba, we have two lechatchila dikoyfanim. You can lie on your side lechatchila. If you find it difficult to do this, you can partially lie on your side. So he says the same thing, you can sit lechatchila. You can lie sitting. So that's if you sit properly. If you find it difficult, so if you'll be in a matzav of partially sitting, that means his head is raised and the shoulders are a little raised through pillows or through the bed. The bed is raised a little bit, and that's so he's partially sitting. So that is also good. So this we have malachim, a partial tikkun for a person who finds it difficult to do more than that is good. So that's this halacha that Reb Shlomo Zalman says. Sif Beit. Mi sheroitze lahachmer lamaik shehu yoyshev v'litroise mo'umot nikra avarye. Now let's just give a little agdoma to this sif. The machlokes beishamei and beishilu, how we translate the posik b'dibalta bom b'shachbecha uvkumecha. So how do we translate this pasuk? So Beis Shammai said, we translate this pasuk that the krishma should be said in a matzav of shchiva when he's lying, and in a matzav of kima when he's standing. And Beis Shammai holds, so what does that mean? So that means in the morning, you have to stand up when you lay krishma. That's uv kumecha. When at night, you have to lay down to lay krishma. That is Shitas Beis Shammai. So according to Beis Shammai, let's just picture a scenario. A person, let's say, was sitting, he was davening Birchas Krishma, he was sitting, and it comes to Shema Yisrael, you stand, you say, Shema Yisrael standing. Then you go back and can sit by Birchas Krishma, but Krishma you have to stand, that's in the morning. And then the night, Fakel, you were standing when it comes to Lenny Krishma, it should be Shachbacha, it should be in a lying position. That's how Krishma should be said. That's Shitas Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds that, no, you're not, B'Shachbacha Uvakumecha is not telling us how the Krishma should be said. It's telling us the Zman, which Zmanim it should be said. B'Shachbacha, the Zman when people go to sleep. That's when the Zachiv is Alein Krishma. Uv Kumecho, the Zman when people get up. So it's telling us this money. It's telling us this money when to do it. But the Pasuk is not at all speaking about, how his position should be. The Pasuk isn't speaking about this. It's Lechtecha Maderech. He can be walking. The Pasuk is just telling us, but when is the mitzvah to Alein Krishma? But there's no such inyan So now let us just go. If a person, he's sitting down, he stands up. You know what? In the morning, he stands up in the morning. You know what he is doing? I'm Beishamis Achasid. Now, that's a terrible thing. The Mesilas Yesholim says in a note, we have to understand, there was a Mirdika Machlikas between Beishamah and Beisol. Each one had his own yeshiva, each one had his Rebbe. And then whatever his Rebbe Paskin, that's Torah. And each one had his different Anhogis. Till Abaskel came out, Alochik Beisol. So now we know that Bashamayim, they Paskin like Beisol. So now that's the halacha finished. If a person goes, no, I'm going to stand up like Beis Shammai. That's Heklach. So he's saying he's going against the Baskel. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mesil Shishonim says, we have to understand like this. Till the Baskel, there was two machnas by Klal Yisrael, Tamida Beis Shammai, Tamida Beis Shammai. Each one did what the Rebbe said, but there wasn't what two machnas by Klal Yisrael. After the Baskel came, we know now what they want, Min HaShemayim, we have to do, we Paskel like Pesel. If a person will go against the Baskel, that's a terrible thing. I mean, the Baskel said the Lach is Pesel. According to Pesel, there's no mila of standing in the morning. There's no mila of standing in the morning. But what you are saying is, well, Bashamayim, they hold like Beis Hillel, but I hold like Beis Shammai. That's a shrek. What? Oh, so that's a yes to Kasha. The yes to Kasha because there was against the Roiv. Here the shells, which Roiv is an emissary Roiv? That means by Lezer Godel, he was a Das Yochid. So then it was only Lekvoide. It wasn't because the Roiv is Roiv Chach Misro held not like a Beleza. Mashenkin over here, the Shalos, each one had a Roiv. This was Roiv Minyan, this was Roiv Chochmet. There was more in the Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai. So the Vasco was Mavarer that this Roiv is Emes Roiv. It's not for a person that's fakir. So now let's again see the Losh Namechaba. Misha Roitze Lachachmer Lamoit. He wants to be Machmer. He wants to be like Beis Shammai. Pshu Yoishay. He was sitting down, and now he stands up, I Krishna will stand up. Nikra Avaryon, he has a title for himself, not he's a Fruma, not he's a Ultra Orthodox, no, he's an Avaryon. He's called an Avaryon. Now let us see, because he's not allowed to. Misha Reitze. The Allah Kibesil, let's see the Misha Bro. The Sviralahu, Besilul holds, Dodok Sivul Kamech, Eina Kavona Bamida Kedas Beshamai. Does not mean you should say it standing. It's telling us the time when Krishna should be said. Bizman Shedech Neodam Lokum Imitos. Va'osaloi Lahachmir Lasis Kibeshamai. It's also on a person to be machmer like Beis Shammai because it was a hachol like Beis Hillel in Fakel, so there's no Indian like Beis Shammai. We don't pass because there's no Indian at all. By you doing it, you're going against the hachol. Vafilu, so you're not allowed to stand. Vafilu main kavone b'midos elasis ke Beis Shammai, but if he has a innocent intent, doesn't want to do like Beis Shammai. When he stands, he could be mechaven better. Afilu hochi also. It's still also because this Indian of standing is, it brings with itself a message. You're doing because you want to be mechaven better. So this is also grad. There are mekilim. The kafachaim bin zan akul. What if his eyes are drooping? And if he's gonna say Krishma shel shachas b'shachas, he'll be sleeping. I mean, he can't hold himself up. So then the kafachaim says then he's allowed to stand. That means it's not. It's pushing. It's enabling him to learn the Krishma. His eyes shouldn't fall asleep in the middle of Krishma. Then he holds his mutter. Uvein b'yoyim, uvein b'laylo. Now, this is a very interesting halacha, that Vayoyim, he's not allowed to stand. So now we know why he's not allowed to stand, because standing is saying, in other words, Beshamayim. Fine, so that's also. Bein Balayla, Balayla is also not allowed to stand. So what's wrong over here? He's not saying the Beshamayim at night they used to lay down, and he's standing. So in the new dirshus they bring down from Rabbi Amram Goin says, he's also saying something. I'm different than everybody. I hold you have to stand. So if you stand by day, so he said, I hold like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Silvo. If you stand by night, he was sitting the whole time, and the king to Shema is going to stand. Why is he standing? I hold like nobody. But this is what I hold. I hold you have to stand when you're laying Christmas. That's also enough. That means standing, after you're sitting, and standing by Krishna, you are giving a message what you hold. So if you stand by night, you say, I don't hold, I know better than all of them. I'm standing. So that's Sikha Nabla. That's yet. Papa Pekin, and so it's a last of a licorice, but he had it. I'll upon him. If Lemaise, he did do it, he was Yates, but he had it. He's a Shagit, he's a Navarian, about Kaponim, he's Yates. Now, let us see. So now, Misha Reutze Lahachme Lamei. Kosa V'yam Shol Shloime Perg Zayin Daba Bekamas Minam Alam. Misha Machmer Bifnei Rabbi B'dovo Shemuta. Something which is Muta, but Bifnei Rabbim, he shows that he's Machmer. V'ke Lemeches Liyuara. So his actions shows that he's firmer than everybody else. Menadi noisoi. So such an action is terrible. They put him in chayim. Tahainu im oisoi adova poshetei teire b'chol yisro. That means this is something that Gans Klal Yisroel is meiko, and he wants to be machmer, so they put him in chayim. V'im yadua sha'oisu l'shem shemayim. If we know his intent is not gaiva. That means, such an action speaks very loud of God. I know better than all of you. I'm frumer than all of you. So that's for such an action we put him in chayim. If we know he really means l'shem shemayim, which he shouldn't do it. If it's Vagant Klal, you saw this is good enough, you should do it also. But if he means l'shem shemayim, ain't another noise. You don't put him in chayim. That's it. He's also, he did something that's not permissible. What is something that Achiluki Day is? Or the Zamachma, or the Zameko. His Rebbe is Meiko. His Rebbe is Meiko. And now he is, his Rebbe is there, and he'll be Machma. But not in Oisai. So that's a Zulvo and Kvoid Arab. You're firmer than your Rebbe. No. So you put him in Chayim. Afilu Oved L'Shem Shemayim. ואפילו אם אין לי פושט כל כך להטר ליח מנגד רבי פורדיס חילוקי דייס. But his Rebbe is Michael, you are not allowed to be machmer in front of your Rebbe. אם לא שיש לי ראי ליסטר דבר, unless he has a ראי that the Rebbe is wrong, then he's permitted to be machmer. Yeah, so now let's go further. למויד כשו יושב ולקרויס המומד. It's like that, yeah. Unless he is right, he's like a pun. Lamoid, davke bozehu diyosa. He's not allowed to stand. Mishum shenira lakil, the mishum chumra kovid. Why is he standing up in the morning? He stood up, he was sitting till Ayyavama Yisro Ba'ave, and then he stood up. So, you see, actions speak louder than words. He wants to be machma. Avol im oimed, but what if he was standing? The morning, he was standing. And then later, when it came to Krishna, he sat down. In the morning. Yochaleishe, the oz eini nire de mishum chumur kovit, rak mishum de tzorch leishe. Then I could interpret that the reason he's sitting down now, not because there's no chum in the morning to sit. So I will attribute his sitting because got tired, so he's sitting down. דווקא בשחס, שחס אלא את השטן, אבל בערביס אין להטס ולשם שוימת, אין במערביס אין אלא את השטן, זה נראה דויסה כבי שמי, אין ערביס אין אלא את השטן, נקרא וריין, יש קודם אין וריין, כי דמרין הפרק, קירה דמנדה עובר עד הרבונה, שורים מקלי עבריון. קוסה וליו רבי בשם מרשל, something very interesting. דביים הכיפורים, כולי אלמה מוידים דשורי למי. אמר אותי כזאת, that means יום כיפור בי שחרס, everyone is sitting down, oh, and then הבורך הבא מישור באהבה, a person wants to stand up, he can stand up. יום כיפור. What's the mile of me יום כיפור? ואין יעיסה משם יוערו, אלא מצווסה בכך. ורוצה לימה לידמס עוזו מלוכים שנקרואים עומדים. So very interesting. So the kelp, I say Baruch Hashem Kavod loud, Yom Kippur. Why do I say it? Because we're like Malachim. So the Mele, a Malach can say it loud. A person cannot say it loud. Yom Kippur, we're equivalent to Malachim. We say Baruch Hashem Kavod loud. So for Malachim, a Malach stands, they're called Oindim. So the Mele, so the Marshal says, that there's one day in the year you can stand up to Lein Krishma, and that is by Yom Kippur, by Shachis, Vaprima Godam, Oysa Gambuzet. Sif Gimel. Oyo Mahalech Baderech. A person was walking. Verotso Likrois Krishma, and he wants to learn Krishma. So we said, halachically, the whole Krishma could be said walking, that's permissible, but Tzorich Lamoid V'posik Rishim. But when he says the first pasuk, he should stop. He shouldn't walk. He should stop because since the first pasuk needs more kavone than the rest of Krishna, so while he's walking, perhaps he cannot give his full concentration to what he's saying. So when one says the first pasuk, he should stop. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hoye Mahalach. אַפ אַגעב דעם אלסיפאל מאַשמע מן דין מוטער ליקריש קשומאַל אַ פּערסן איז פּערמיטעד צו ליין קרישמע ווייל היז וואָקינג ווי קומט אַ קומיטער מן אַ מופחה לאמע איז אַ מיצוו לאמע צו שטאַפּ די שאַס פּאָס קרישן דו הו איך קרישמע דאס איז די קרישמע לפי שאין מיושב קולקח איז נאָט סו איז מיין איז נאָט completely in the yushiv while he's walking. That means when he's sitting or standing, but not moving, he can focus more on what he's saying. So therefore we say, when he's saying the first pasuk, which demands the most kavona, he should stop. It means he should stop. But the Yavidim called Shumahalech, and it's like Larsa Belikreis, but the Yavidim Joitza, but this is Lechat Chila. Tzorech Lamoit, he said he was walking, Tzorech Lamoit. Lamoit does not mean to stand. Chosaloyma Lehis Akev B'mokim Echot. He's Mokhuyev to be in one place. Stop moving around. Stop walking. But so this can be done in two ways. Mutalikreisa Bein Amida Bein B'yeshiva. He was walking till now. So now, if one, you can stop and you're standing. That means I wasn't sitting and I'm standing up. I was walking. Now I stop walking, so I'm standing. Or bang, be yeshiva. I stop walking, I sit down. It's also good. Bafilu lekrishme shel arvis. It's also the same thing that he should stop. He was walking. The davkim yishane me immediately yeshiva osu lekrishme shel arvis. That means if he was standing, and then when he said Shema, he sat down. So that seems he holds like Beis Shammai. Shem Denir Shoyse to Beis Shammai. But Shein Kein Mehalicha Li Yeshiva, before he was walking. So now is the Iker Tachos says, I should stop walking. So he can stop walking until I found him. I could sit down. I could stand. So there, the sitting down does not tell me he wants to be like Beis Shammai. I want to stop walking. So it's not from standing to sitting, it's from walking to stop walking. And stop walking, whatever I do is considered stopping to walk. Yeah, V'yayishev b'kogin oy b'svida. Now, what if a person is in a ship, or in a wagon, or in a car? Now, we just said before, now let's talk about this. We just said before, a person is walking. So we tell him, Rabbiit, that we need 100% kavona by the first posik. Stop walking. Now, a person is in a car. Let's talk about a svina, a car, in a wagon, a svina. He's in a car. He wants to learn the first posik of Krishna. He's not driving the car. Talk about someone who's driving the car soon. But he's not driving the car. He's in the car, but he's full. He wants to say the first pasuk of Krishna. Should he tell the driver, please stop, I want to learn the first pasuk of Krishna, or this is not necessary? Zokta Mishnah Bura, Einei Tzorech Lamed, he doesn't have to stop. The Yuchel Lachavein Heitev, he's sitting in the car. He's not the driver. He's sitting in the car. So Lamaisa, so to him there's no difference that the car is going, the ship is going, he's in a plane. It's no chilek. By him it doesn't make any chilek. He won't have more kavana. I mean, you don't have to stop the car. This matzav is a matzav that does not distract him. And he can be mechaven, even though the car is moving, the ship is moving, no problem. Yuchel lechaven hate it. Ayim b'shar etshuva b'prim egonim. Now here the Piskei Tshuva brings an egeya alone of a person is driving b'shum oifenisht. He should sicha not say it later. He can't say the first pasuk of Krishna. It is going to be a frum and a retzeach, or not a retzeach, and he won't be frum. That means if he won't pay attention to the traffic, what's happening, the people that's walking in the street, he'll be mechaven shmai Yisrael rachmon and etzlon. And he'll be driving without concentrating on the road. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. And to concentrate on the road, so he's not mechav. So by him, the only age is he has to stop al kaponim by the first pasuk. That's the person who's driving a car. What? I hear. The distractor is what? The noise of the bus? If you do, if you don't, I see. You have to know. I don't know if we're talking about that case. Basically, it could be if there's the yochel lechaven heitev. I mean, the heter is when he's in a svina or in a kavin, it could be mechaven heitev. I mean, if a person is in a plane and it's noisy, you hear the. You won't tell the pilot to stop. That's for sure. That's true. That is true. In a plane, you should sit. Ramesh says like that. You should sit. Not yell out. You should. Well, yeah, because you could be mechaven more. 100% dikis kavone. The dikis kavone. So now, obereichem ala behime, yeshdei yeshbein achroinim, v'nochin lahachma. So by Reuchlis, this is very interesting. If a person himself is riding on an animal, so there's a shaila, if you say Reuchlis, kemahalach, so it's like he's sitting on something that's going, so we consider like he's going also, so maybe he should stop the behemoth. Others hold, he's not much as bad. The top of the tree is Nishkefella. Okay, no. What? Oh, yeah, a behemoth is much different than a bus. A behemoth is, because a behemoth is a mahalach. The behemoth is going. from a mele. So if I am sitting on a dover hamahalach, roichev kimahalach, that means as follows. If I am riding a behemoth, if I'm called a mahalach, and let's say I'm a zokin, so a mele, someone sees me riding on the behemoth, he has to stand up for me. Because a zokin, you have to live save a token. If I'm sitting on a bus and someone sees me, he doesn't have to stand up for me because I'm sitting, I'm not going. There's a special concept of roichev kemahalach. So a mele, so that's, so there he says, so by behemoth, there are chiluki deis. The nochein lahachme will be preferable. One should be machme. Okay, what is up here?
Actually, if the horse should
not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge, and God, the project.